Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two of our get together. Thank you for joining us. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Congratulations, Jimmy Carter has made it to the ripe old age of 100.
My goodness.
Way to go. Terrible president, great human being.
Yep, absolutely.
Pete Rose, wonderful baseball player.
Yeah.
Bad choices as a human being, perhaps.
Yes.
He has passed away at the age of 83. Pete Rose, rest in peace. Hope he gets in the hall. Could be a teaching moment for kids. His baseball accomplishments are large. He cannot benefit from the hall by it being awarded to him posthumously. That's my take on it in simple terms.
I like it.
Yeah. You've got former President Trump bringing relief materials along with Franklin Graham to Valdosta, Georgia. Man, I mean, all over the place. You know, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas. Tennessee, I mean, what's it, 120, the death toll, like at least?
Saw a post from my sister-in-law. She and her family live in Asheville. And during the rain, they did have water flooding their basement. And they live on a hill. Once the rain stopped, it moved on. But yeah, no cell service. Roads are a mess. And so they were actually going to go spend some time. They were able to get out and just literally going to go to a different city and spend some time with some friends. To get out of there for now.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Lions beat the Seahawks. And when I say beat them, I mean they pounded them like baby seals. 42-29. Go Lions. The Titans beat up the Dolphins, who, you know, have a lot of injuries and what have you. 31-12. So you had a little doubleheader last night, Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Got that going on. Got the Gators playing Saturday.
Yeah.
UCF. In-state rival. Yeah. UCF, the baby program compared to Florida. And they have done pretty well building that program up through the years. So
I thought that I saw someone mention that they are favored by a point.
I wouldn't find that difficult to believe.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah. Hopefully, it'll be a good game.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for my Gators, but there are plenty of UCF fans. And I'm sorry. I apologize that your kids couldn't get into Florida.
Wow.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Man. Man. It's just kind of a, it's like, oof.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
You deserve it, people. I love this. I love this line. Listen to this. The FBI has agreed to settle a class action lawsuit, and they're going to have to pay more than $22 million. Now, I'll tell you what it's all about, but it's just interesting. Like, the FBI's paying it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we're the FBI, and we charge X amount. We make X amount of profit, and, oh, yeah, we're going to have to settle this lawsuit, so here's $22 million out of our bank account. It's $22 million bucks from you and me.
Yeah. We fund them.
The FBI does not need more bad press. What they need, I guess, is time to clean house, really.
Well, and is the timing a little bad, considering the assassination attempts on the president? One included what could be some DEI hires. And then this is kind of a topic right now.
I don't know. And this information coming out, oh, I don't know, 7 years to the day of the Vegas shooting. How many? What do we have? Like 58 dead?
Yes.
How many wounded? And where are the answers at, FBI? What happened?
Oh, they are right.
What went down?
They are on it.
Isn't that crazy?
We just know that bump stocks and semi-automatic weapons were used. That was the takeaway there.
Yeah, and in regards to the FBI, we know that Agent Strzok had an insurance plan in case Trump did get elected, whatever. All right, so listen to this. Yeah, it couldn't come at a worse time for the FBI and trying to regain the, the level of integrity that Americans used to, they believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And again... Many great people, I'm sure, work for the FBI, but there's some problems in leadership and management. But listen to this. $22 million they have to pay out to 34 female recruits. Allegedly, they were sexually harassed and dismissed from the agency's Quantico, Virginia training facility. The women allege having been routinely harassed by instructors with sexually charged comments about their size of their just false allegations of infidelity.
Wow.
The need to take contraception to, quote unquote, control their moods.
Wow.
You went there.
They went there. That.
No wonder they got rid of them. Once they hand them their guns,
oh my goodness,
it'd be all over.
Wow.
The settlement is still subject to approval by a federal judge, but if the payout's approved, it would be among the largest lawsuit settlements in the history of the FBI. These problems are pervasive within the FBI, and the attitudes that created them were learned at the academy.
Mm.
Sexual harassment 101.
Wow, there's a class for that? Apparently.
No, it shows you have no class.
Mm.
Not a very good upbringing, and certainly it's not a disciplined atmosphere.
Good point.
I mean, how many men got fired? The women would get harassed, reported, and then dismissed, I guess. At least that's what the suit had been saying.
So they can write a check instead of actually getting rid of the people who are the problem?
Well, this case will make important major changes in these attitudes, according to the attorney who is representing the women, David Schaefer. The suit was filed in 2019. It also contends the female recruits were judged more harshly than their male peers, and excessively targeted for correction and dismissal in tactical situations for perceived lack of judgment and subjective suitability criteria.
I think the judgment might have come on the guy's part a little bit here in this case.
Talk to anybody who's ever instructed people in the use of guns, who the better student is. Nine out of ten women.
It's the one because they don't think they're born with some DNA that makes them good at it. They actually pay attention and listen.
And listen.
Yeah. What a concept. Exactly.
I'm a man. I was born with a six shooter on my hip.
Exactly.
Boy, when I say dance, you dance.
Old school Western.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI did not immediately comment on the settlement. However, many of the allegations in the lawsuit were confirmed in an internal watchdog report back in 2022. And the settlement announced Monday the FBI would offer the plaintiffs an opportunity to continue training. Yeah, the place that gave me PTSD. I want more. I want to go back for more. Toward becoming agents and guaranteed placement for those who pass. So now, what are you going to have? Maybe the opposite effect?
Right.
Maybe some of them were not
right
capable. Are they all getting kind of lumped together? Do you know what I mean? Like maybe some of them mm-hmm. who could have been harassed,
right,
but also did lack the skill set that was required.
So now they may get pushed through.
That's what kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have to pass, quote unquote.
Of course.
The suit follows sexual misconduct claims against several senior FBI officials who were identified in an Associated Press investigation who quietly left the Bureau with full benefits, even though allegations against them were substantiated.
Imagine that.
The old golden parachute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it is 7:15. That means it is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is, big, small, your issues. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning. It's a great day to be alive. Thank the good Lord for the blessings you have. Many are suffering today without. All right, it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel a little bit better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Ready? 877-975-9825. And Jen, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Your thing about harassment, I worked in a job that was filled with harassment. And I had to file a report. And the reason why a lot of women do not want to go in traditionally male things is because of what happened with me. I had a superior walk around me, look me up and down, and said, if I'm going to talk to you, I might as well beep you. And I wrote that up. And I was told, well, that's not harassment because he didn't do it more than once. And that was done in front of other people.
Wow.
And then it got worse to biological material. But because I couldn't say who did it, of course, they're not going to do it directly in front of me. Well, there's nothing to do. And I had to deal with that for years.
Mm. Wow. So yeah, go ahead.
But I think there are women, I truthfully believe, if you can't take the fire, get out of the kitchen or the heat. I could take the heat, but it really, really puts you in a mood that you're like, you know, you understand it. But then there's other women, and I have seen it. Oh, my goodness. Well, he said I look nice. He must be harassing me. I'm like, no, grow up and get a spine, girl. But, you know, so there are two, I think, massive differences. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there's no doubt. It sounds like you absolutely were being harassed. I don't know. I don't know what, you know, the rules are in terms of recording conversations, things like that. But, don't ever put up with that. It's no reason. But you're right. If somebody says you look nice today, that's, you know, it's ridiculous to to pursue that. But of course, the demeanor, the way they look when they say it can make a difference, too.
I had a television friend in St. Louis who worked with a gal for many, many years. I mean, literally 20 plus years. And they'd moved on and were doing something at the local independent station. And on the occasion that they were going to be doing a show, he walked by her and said, "You look very nice today." A third party turned that into an issue, and he actually ended up resigning over the whole thing, just rather than deal with the stupidity of that among two friends.
And they'd already worked together. There were no issues.
Absolutely not. But third party,
Let's go to Tater. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier. Bob, what's bugging me, buddy, is the Biden-Harris legacy. We now have confirmed numbers from ICE. These are facts. 13,000 convicted murderers, 16,000 convicted rapists have been released into our country. They're unknown. They don't know where they're at. If Sheriff Gainey released murderers and rapists into Alachua County and didn't tell you where they were at, you'd be a little upset.
I'm upset, even though it's not the case. But on the federal level, yes, I talked about those numbers, I believe, pretty extensively yesterday when I saw the information. And just frightening to think that, catch and release with literal murderers and rapists. Thousands, tens of thousands. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Kevin, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me, we're a month away from the election, and we have a great white Trojan panda running for vice president, and there's no conversation about Chinese collusion. I hope that changes tonight. Thanks.
Yeah. Obviously, I've got the story on it. You know, Secretary Mayorkas has been issued a subpoena by the House Oversight Committee, and it has to do with a whistleblower and ties between walls and the Chinese Communist Party. Bring that out into the light. No doubt. I'm with you. Let's go to Royce. What's bugging you?
Well, good morning, guys. Bugging me is the United States government. I love my country, but the government has been bugging me for years. And, you know, the surprising thing is I'm 70 years old. And you grew up with the government, and you trusted the FBI, the CIA. You always figured the government was doing what was best for you. And now all the stories are coming out that, well, maybe not so much. Maybe not so much good for you. And, even though you hear all this, this way down deep, you think, are these really stories are true? But, you know, after they pile them on and pile them on, you got to start believing it.
Yeah, unfortunately,
yeah,
you're right. We've all experienced that same kind of change in thought about them. Let's go to Skipper. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, what's bugging me is the media. It is unbelievable that you have Al Gore saying the First Amendment is getting to be a problem because it has people out there saying stuff that's not true. Well, what is true? We're talking about COVID, and we're talking about ivermectin. That wasn't true to start with. Now it's true. So, and then if you only watch MSNBC, CNN, you don't know how bad that the Democratic Party is. And so many people just watch them. It's amazing to me that you can have news stations that call themselves news stations that are so biased and don't report the news. And they'll lie and lie and lie, just like Kamala Harris. That is just crazy to me in the United States.
Well, you know, over my career in talk radio, I have seen it get worse and worse and more obvious, mm-hmm. and to the point now to where there's no shame. They said after the fact, the ABC hosted debate, between Trump and Harris. They said, oh, yeah, the whole deal going on was we were only going to fact check Trump.
How do you go in knowing that and thinking that's fair?
That's one of the ground rules that Kamala, I guess, laid out. And I don't know if the Trump folks had a say in it or if they didn't know about the agreement.
Wow.
But.
So
yeah.
Messed up.
So there again, no shame in their bias. It's not even an agenda anymore. I feel like it's an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, what's bugging you?
Oh, what's bugging me is the longshoremen unions. You know, you can't read the signs and say, hey, maybe we should postpone this until we get the country back up and running, seeing as I got hit by some major storms, especially on our coast. But you know. Their few dollars is worth a lot more than these people's livelihoods and a free flow of goods, I guess.
Yeah, it's...
I got some problems with that one, too.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Well, look.
Who wouldn't love a 77% raise over the next 6 years? Hello?
There's at least a temporary remedy, the Taft-Hartley Act. Biden could utilize that. And that might be beneficial for everybody involved. An 80-day cooling off period. They go back to work. They continue to negotiate.
Right.
And maybe they can come to terms. But so far, he has not wanted to utilize that.
Hmm.
So I guess you could say in a roundabout way, he doesn't care about the damage done to the economy.
Yeah.
728 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up. The vice president debate is tonight. We'll carry it live. The hillbilly versus the commie. Who are you rooting for? Hang on. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Your top story is longshoremen strike. It will impact just about every aspect of business, of shipping, of supply chains. It is going to have a huge effect. Biden needs to step in and use the Taft-Hartley Act and get them back to work and then enter into negotiations in good faith. It'll give them an 80-day period to do that. There's never a good time for a strike like this, but this would seem like a really bad time,
an
exceptionally bad time. So you've got that going on. You've got Jimmy Carter celebrate his 100th birthday. Very good.
Imagine back in the day, you're sitting at home watching the TV, the television set. Somebody's knocking on your door. Guy comes up and says, hi. I'm Jimmy Carter, and I want to be your next president. I mean, he did that, and it worked.
And then Roslyn said, bigger than a peanut. Pete Rose has passed away at the age of 83. Rest in peace. Will he be posthumously admitted maybe to the Hall of Fame?
Mm.
I think he should. He can't benefit off of it personally.
Right.
He's gone. But his achievements in baseball should never be overlooked. And I get it. The hall stuck by, you know, their stringent rules for a long time. I think it's time to change that. And look, we're a nation really of believers. And if we are, we're forgivers. And, right. and I think Americans are forgivers. And yeah, Pete didn't do himself any favors. He should have come clean sooner and with, you know, more of the truth
right.
rather than less of it.
Yeah.
So he didn't do himself any favors. He was very stubborn in that. Mm-hmm. And he would have already been long since forgiven by the American people. You know why? Because we all make mistakes and we all fall short. That's why.
Well, and the irony of that is he even made comments about it kind of maybe... I guess maybe affecting his view on America being a forgiving country. But the fact that he went on for like 15 years or something, still lying about it, I think is probably where, like you said, he hurt himself on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you ask for forgiveness, you know, you have to talk about, you know, the sin or the wrongdoing or whatever that was committed, you know?
Yeah.
And turn away from it. Hey.
Yes,
I've got some VIP tickets that I think some folks would be pretty happy to have. The World Equestrian Center is having an Oktoberfest celebration. It's so big, they've spread it out over the next two Saturdays, the 5th and October the 12th. And we've got a pair of VIP tickets, and this is VIP. All right, so just going, I think you're already sort of a VIP, but not this kind of VIP.
Very important pretzel.
Very important what?
Pretzel.
You're giving it away.
Well, part of it.
Yeah, that is what you need to do to get on board to win these tickets. Pretzels is the word that you want to text to 20357. Pretzels, plural, to 20357. Message data rates apply. Listen for a new code word every day and another chance to win. Today's code word, pretzels. Text pretzels to 20357. And good luck on that. It's going to be... I know that's going to be a good time.
How do you like yours? Sure. I'm like a lot of butter and salt.
I like mine with lettuce. Oh.
wrong one.
Because
you being from up in, you know, Michigan, sometimes they do things different up there.
Oh, well, we had like the mall pretzels, which were good.
The what?
The mall. Okay, the Auntie Anne's or before the Hot Sam, I think. Remember Hot Sam?
Oh, man.
So there you go. Dated reference. Mm-hmm. But no, the best pretzels are Philly pretzels, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. In my opinion,
right? What's different
thick,
about them?
They're meaty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're real. Gotcha. You eat a Philly pretzel. You've got you know, a meal. You're not hungry for a while. Okay. It's the Snickers of the pretzel world.
Wow.
How you like that?
That's quite a compliment.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Especially if you can get them from the factory right there on Frankfort Avenue. They're so cheap.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I bought dozens and dozens and dozens. I'm like, I'm going to bring a bunch of these home. Not too many made
it. It's like a bag with some salt in the bottom.
It was bad.
Maybe a little end of one.
Yeah. Hey, I know you're a huge Taylor Swift fan, so I'm going
to
go easy on you, Greg. You?
I thought
you were like buddies.
You're not talking to me.
You said you knew everybody in the music industry and you were friends with everybody.
Not Taylor Swift.
You're hanging out with Amy Grant.
But not Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... apparently, you're not the only one who's not a huge fan. I think there's a lot of guys. I'm ambivalent. I don't know. I couldn't tell you any of her songs, but if you played songs, I'm sure I would recognize a few because she's got many hits. But I don't care about her personally one way or another.
Right.
I mean, I don't hold anything against her. I mean,
she has her political views. That's fine.
Well, she's stupid in that regard.
Yes, she is. She is.
Absolutely wrong.
She is.
In what she thinks and says about that. But anyway, she's good at what she does. How about that?
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, babe, and you're all right.
Yeah.
You're all right. So somebody won a guitar at a Texas charity event. So now... she didn't give it away, a third party.
Okay.
A third party, you know, gave the guitar away. She didn't give it to the, but anyway.
A charity or whatever?
Yeah. This is a charity it's a nonprofit organization that supports ag education for kids. The Ellis County Wild Game Dinner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is not too far from Dallas, Texas. So you know they got some wild game going on.
Uh-huh.
And you got some folks there, and one guy, he wins that guitar. And, you know, even if you're not a fan, you know it's certified. You know it's got to be worth something, right?
Yeah, she signed it, right. Yeah.
This guy goes up to get the guitar. And the guy with the, you know, with the
like
hammer.
The devil, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
You know, sold?
Yeah.
That guy?
Uh-huh.
He asks him for the gavel, and he takes it to the guitar.
Oh, no.
And not in a strumming way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He beat that thing.
He did. He beat it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. He grabs both the hammer and the guitar and instantly starts bashing the guitar to pieces as the crowd laughs and cheers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's even more kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it is Texas, and she kind of walked away from country music a long time ago, so there may be some hard feelings there.
Yeah, Swift had been a particular target of criticism from the political right for years, but especially after her endorsement of Kamala for president. Yeah. But anyway... He got some cheers, some howls.
Wow. I wonder what he paid for it.
Because it was an auction for charity.
Yeah, so you got to feel good about losing the money just for the satisfaction of doing that.
And it's a room full of people. I mean, in any room full of people, you would think there'd be a couple of pretty big fans.
You would think so.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah. And kind of funny and kind of entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Some of them were entertained, obviously.
And made a little statement there without breaking any laws or hurting anybody. Look at that. You don't have to resort to terrorism to get your point of view across.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, isn't it? Tell the people that in Australia. What is wrong with these people? Man, remember, I'm so old. I remember when Australia was like, man, we were really good buddies with them, and we had a lot of similarities. They're moving away. They took all their guns away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not what they used to be.
No, they are not. Australian police are investigating at least 6 instances of prohibited symbols and chants, specifically chants and flags associated with a Lebanese terrorist organization, Hezbollah.
Ooh.
After pro-Palestinian groups held angry protests in Melbourne and other cities on Sunday to protest the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. So this is clearly, I mean, you are supporting terrorism. You're supporting terrorism.
Absolutely.
When you are rallying to protest the killing of a terrorist leader. And apparently, I mean, his hands are so full of blood.
Oh, man.
And thousands of protesters filled the streets at these events, waving Lebanese and Palestinian flags, the yellow flag of Hezbollah, which features an arm reaching for an assault rifle. Some of the demonstrators carried framed photos of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, and who was killed by a precision Israeli airstrike near Beirut. And, yeah, they're doing this Hezbollah slogan in Arabic that translates to, "Oh Jews, the army of Muhammad will return," alluding to the 7th century massacre of Jews by Islam's Muhammad in what is now Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it's not hateful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is crazy stuff. Hey, coming up at 8:35, we're going to talk to Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, a Florida representative. He's always got the latest things when it comes to the Second Amendment, which generally is always under attack. So we look forward to talking to him. Don't forget, vice presidential debate is tonight. And I have a story about Tim Walz and his ties to the CCP might be even deeper than what was initially thought. Details on that and a whole lot more coming up on 97.3, The Sky. Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about pretzels, too.
It's your fault.
Ooh.
I know. What do you drink with a pretzel? If it's not a beer?
Soda. No, okay. I like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a Coke Zero for me. I'm pretty addicted to that. But I got to have mustard on my pretzel. What about you?
Just butter and salt.
No mustard?
Nah, don't have to.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you, huh? Oh, that's right. You're from Blandville, otherwise known as St. Louis.
Yeah.
The show me no flavor state.
I think you might have got that a little off.
You can cook some ribs, and that's it.
Oh, they
that's
do know their
all
barbecue.
You can do.
They do know their barbecue.
But that's it.
Yeah, I started when a while ago, we were talking about the whole pretzel thing, and I said, what do you put on them? Because, you know, you being up from, you know, Michigan and all. And I did get an immediate text because, you know, people are a little defensive, right? I got an immediate text from one of our female police officers at GPD. You know who
really?
I'm talking about. Take it easy on us Michiganers, buddy. And then she says, Michiganers are mustard people.
Right on.
So apparently y'all put it on everything up there.
Right on, B. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, if I have that right.
You did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, I could go off on some great Michigan stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, the home of the Coney Dog, not Coney Island. Coney Dog. Also, and you can find these down here, the best trail mix with the most amount of chocolate in it is Cars.
It's awesome. I agree. My wife found some the other day.
Yeah, starts with a K.
Yes.
They were invented by the family that was selling peanuts at Tiger Stadium in like the 1930s.
It's this is the sweet and salty mix, and it is yummy.
Okay, isn't it?
All right.
Probably
so,
not good for you.
So we're getting
yummy.
We're getting off the serious stuff here. So I might as well jump back in. You want to talk about inventions? I got your inventions, buddy. Where do you think the ice cream cone came from?
The World's Fair in St. Louis,
1904. And do you remember why?
Yeah, because it was melting.
No, because they were actually serving them in bowls, and they were being washed, and they ran out of bowls. The guy next to the ice cream guy was a waffle stand. So they wrapped the waffle. Got you an ice cream.
That's
going.
How Reese's came about. The peanut butter guy ran into the chocolate guy.
You watch too many commercials.
That's how Gumby and Pokey started.
We don't want to know about that.
Yeah.
I loved Gumby and Pokey as a kid.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody younger than us is going, although, you know.
Pokey stayed in much better shape. The horse.
Yeah.
Gumby, he took a beating,
yeah,
I guess.
You know.
The wire would start showing through.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then you figured out. You're like, it's not a skeletal system. It's actually metal wire.
Wow. Anyway.
What, on that note, that's it?
Yeah.
I stumped you with Gumby. Were you thinking about other great inventions in St. Louis?
Well,
you had that arch. That was real useful.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? It's like a swing?
No.
What did it do?
It's the gateway to the West.
Yeah, I didn't need a gate.
Well, it was less the gateway to the West. Did you know that you can go up in that thing, right?
I didn't
know that.
I heard. I haven't been.
There's a whole like museum underneath, theater, the whole bit, restaurant.
You know I wouldn't talk this kind of smack in front of my son-in-law because he's from St. Louis.
Yeah. Go Blues.
He is a huge Blues fan.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. That's why when the Lightning do well, I have to.
A little
jib-jab.
Yeah.
All right. Fishing tournament. Fishing tournament. This is Fishing for Freedom. This was great. This is a veterans deal, and it was slated for this Saturday, October 5th. They postponed it due to Hurricane Helene. The new date is going to be Saturday, November 9th, and you could win like up to $1,500 and all kinds of prizes and stuff like that. And I just want to make sure that everybody knew that this thing was moved. And if you want more information, because probably now that they've moved it, they have time to register more people, go to Marion Vet Park, all one word, marionvetpark.com for more information on that. The Fishing for Freedom tournament, rescheduled to November 9th. All right. Do we have to do real stories?
Yeah, probably should, once in a while.
Did I give out the pretzel thing lately?
Well, it was beginning of last hour, which is what had us thinking about pretzels through the top of the hour, which turned into the mustard conversation.
Well, maybe you're just tuning in. 97.3 The Sky and the Bob Rose Show are making you a World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest VIP, a party that's so big it's split over this coming Saturday and the following Saturday. So the 5th and the 12th, we've got VIP tickets. That means access to the VIP lounge, private restroom, bar, exclusive menu offerings, and a complimentary half-liter beer shine and your first pour included. All you got to do is text PRETZELS to 20357, message and data rate supply, and we'll change that word every day, give you another chance. PRETZELS, plural, PRETZELS.
More than one.
To 20357. Good luck on that. Verizon suffered a nationwide outage Monday morning, leaving millions of customers across the U.S. in SOS mode. Yep. Unable to send and receive calls or text messages all mornings and afternoon with no end in sight for those still impacted. The outage appeared to kick in around 9:30 a.m. with Verizon customers flooding Down Detector. That's a site that monitors tech issues to report their service was being stuck in SOS mode, while others noted they had bars but were unable to send or receive calls or text. By 10:15, more than 100,000 customers reported to Verizon outages with down detector. That, and while Verizon has 114.2 million U.S. users, the amount of people impacted by the outage remains unclear. Some people, like Miami, still SOS since 11 a.m. That was yesterday. Wow.
And we talk about it all the time. We've become so dependent on a very fragile system.
Do you remember? You remember when all the phone lines went out in a whole region back in the day?
No.
That's because it didn't happen.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah. The days of Ma Bell. Ma Bell, where are you? We've got a lot more to talk about, more headlines, more information coming your way. So stick around, all right? You can find the podcast anywhere you normally get your podcast of The Bob Rose Show. Just click subscribe. 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.